With a look at Radio K-Man's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. The Norseca Beach Volleyball Tournament was quite a success, but not without a few hiccups. K-Man Volleyball's technical director, Dr. Trevor Thurald.
I thought the tournament went well. There were some hiccups, not on our end, mostly on the Norseca end in terms of trying to organize the schedule and stuff like that. So it was a slow start, and the second day went very smooth. But all in all, I think the event, considering all the planning and trying to get all the logistics in place, was well executed. The volunteers did an excellent job. Thanks to the kids from the various high schools. They came down, Lehman's from the BRAC, and John Gray, Clifton Hunter, St. Ignatius kids, CIS kids. I mean, all contributed significantly to the running of the event. Congratulations to the CIVF and, again, the main sponsor, Security Center.
However, Coach Trevor says the level of play on the final day was tremendous.
The semifinals between Mexico and USA men was a world-class event. The semifinal between the Canadian women and the Puerto Rican women was really, really tense and what we call nail-biting. But I thought the event was extremely successful. Again, our athletes did very well. I think we just couldn't sustain the high level of performance after we did so well on the first day. And it's simply because we are not exposed to a continuous sort of high-level event. So our performance level fluctuate between really good and mediocre times. So that's one of the things we need to look at, really creating competitive local domestic events for our athletes to benefit from, instead of Norseca being the highest level all the time that they're taking part in, and really on a sporadic basis, that they travel to one stop, they might miss 3 or 4 weeks, while the other teams are traveling continuously.
Thurl says he envisions one of our Cayman athletes playing in the quarterfinal of a Norseca tournament on home soil in the very near future.
One of the things I thought too, I said the level of support from the spectators when Puerto Rico was playing Canada and then when Cuba was playing Mexico in one of the quarterfinals. I envision one of our athletes playing in a semifinal, and I could see the support that will be generated from the local spectators, because they're looking to support our athletes who are performing at a high level. So that's one of the things that I was able to captivate as I was working the event, that we really need to get our athletes with the intention of playing at a higher level in order to make it to the podium. I think we'll have a greater spectator support from the local audience.
Mexico and Puerto Rico dominated the men's and women's division at this year's Security Center Norseca Beach Volleyball Tournament held at 7 Mile Public Beach. Cayman's highest finishes were 13th for the men's team, 13th and 12th on the ladies' side. On the heels of hosting a massive regional Norseca volleyball tournament, Security Services is also sponsoring an upcoming golf tournament for kids. Maria McLean is the Vice President for Security Center.
The Caribbean Amateur Junior Golf Tournament is coming up on the 3rd to 8th of July. There's approximately 8 to 10 visiting teams all from the Caribbean. Puerto Rico, Dominican Republic, Bahamas, Jamaica. You know, the Cayman team, of course, are going to be playing. It's an amazing tournament. It's another platform for young golfers to experience, like, you know, what's going on out there. And also every one of the Caribbean islands, Trinidad, I forgot them, of course. Mm-hmm. They can't wait to come here. They're so looking forward to it.
What's your role with golf?
My daughter and my son are playing on the junior team, Holly McLean and Sam McLean.
Oh, okay.
So they're playing, obviously, it's Holly's last year, okay. And Lauren Needham's last year is the last year competing under 18, and we're hoping to encourage some more girls to come up to take their places, of course, in the future.
All right, I also heard you mention that this is something that we usually hold here in the Cayman Islands?
No, it actually, okay. It floats between all the Caribbean islands.
Okay.
So last year we were in Puerto Rico, year before DR,
okay.
So this is our turn, and we haven't hosted it in 7 years.
Oh.
And in 7 years we've had Aaron Jarvis win, of course,
huge. Will be competing as well?
No, he's too old now, unfortunately. I hate to say it like that, but you know, he's such a role model and such a valuable part of the sport. You got Justin Hastings, Aaron Jarvis, Andrew Jarvis, his brother, Peyton White, all competed in the junior golf in the past, so it's amazing.
And there is a lot of cricket action in store throughout the summer and the remainder of the year. Apart from the weekly primary school's cricket action in progress, the inter-secondary school cricket competition has gotten underway as well. Cayman Cricket's Senior Development Officer is David Bernard Jr.
They're not taking away from the primary competition, but there's also boys and girls cricket happening in secondary schools right now. So that's really, you know, something to be proud to be happy about. You know, the game is vibrant both at the primary and secondary level. The secondary was recently organized, it got underway. The primary competition had started before. The secondary competition was a little bit more challenging to organize, but as I said, the support from, you know, a lot of people involved in the system, I must give credit to Mr. Kirkpatrick Clark from Clifton on High School. I have worked closely with him, and he has liaised with myself and the president, Mr. Courtney Miles, and all the PE teachers from the various schools to really get this competition up and running. And so far, you know, the support has been good, the effort from everyone has been remarkable, and I must, you know, show my appreciation for that.
Inter-secondary school cricket action is held on Tuesdays, Wednesdays and Thursdays around midday at the Smith Road Oval. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.